It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Like $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. EPA estimated MPG with 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2 model. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include combined cash allowance at $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2/28.
Hi, I'm Benji Pope with Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So don't forget, guys, we have our yearly special, our $99 Valentine's special. It's a diamond bracelet, diamonds by the yard, absolutely beautiful. Comes in 14 karat, yellow or white gold. And of course, if you don't want to get something like that, we have everything you can imagine. We have diamond studs, we have diamond bracelets, every different kind of piece of jewelry that you can imagine, rings. Please come see us. We have moved. We're in a new location, the Pepper Tree Shopping Center, 8163 Vaughn Road. And of course, we're open 7 days a week. And remember, we make it. We really make it.
The way she's always singing, her silly laugh, the way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever. An engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
It's February 12th, the greatest day ever. On the 12th of February, 1994, four thieves broke into the National Gallery of Norway and stole Edvard Munch's iconic painting, The Scream. When reached for comment about the harrowing ordeal, the painting said... Ah! Have a great February 12th. The greatest day ever.
WACV Kusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Darn near 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. The White House pushing back on reports President Trump didn't publicly condemn former staffer Rob Porter, who was accused of domestic abuse.
And above all, the president supports the victims of domestic violence and believes everyone should be treated fairly and with due process.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. The Senate is gearing up for a lengthy debate on immigration and a possible fix to DACA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I hope this body can seize this opportunity and deliver real progress towards securing our border, reforming aspects of immigration policy, and achieving a resolution for individuals who were brought to our country illegally when they were young.
President Trump says any immigration bill must include funding for his border wall. Stocks starting the week on a positive note. The Dow up 410 points. The NASDAQ and S&P also closing higher. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Where is Lillian? Woo!
Anybody find me somebody to love?
I'm having oral surgery and skipping Valentine's Day. Doctor's orders.
But I love you and I can't stand it anymore.
I want you to know that I just flung myself in the ocean because I can't live without you.
Guess some weirdo out there loves you.
You know what? I'm in love with you.
I mean, what's not to love?
There was a love triangle involved in this.
Wow.
Somebody, somebody, ooh, somebody. Anybody find me somebody to love.
Baby doll, I got you a little something for St. Valentine's Day.
say.
But I want you to know that I will love you forever and ever.
He also loved being spanked.
Somebody. Can anybody find me?
Somebody to love.
These people need love.
I wish all of you are my Valentine.
All right, Major Recca, northbound 65. Let's get the latest from the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. They now have 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for only $17. Made locally and healthy for your pup. Ask Randy about it. Prattville Farm Center, a quarter mile south of McDonald's on Highway 31.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still dealing with that accident on 65 northbound at Clay Street. The backup on that has reached Fairview Avenue and is threatening to go around the little curve there and head towards South Boulevard. So there's a pretty substantial backup there. If you're coming north on 65 and you can get to the South Boulevard exit, it might do you good to jump off there and just follow the boulevard around back up to North Boulevard where you can get back on 65 again, because it's going to be tied up there for a pretty good bit. 85 is looking really good. North of the accident scene on 65 is okay. Some stop-and-go stuff around the boulevard. Other than that, everything looks okay. Test drive or purchase a vehicle, you'll get a chance to pop a balloon for a free prize at Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Super Center. It's all about getting you the best car, truck, or van and saving you money. Reinhardt Toyota's Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It is 8 minutes after 4 o'clock, and we'll keep you posted on that situation on 65. We'll check the forecast with Rich in just a moment. So CNN was actually whining on the air because Vice President Pence wasn't kissing Kim Jong-un's sister's ass. Here's a reminder of why we might not want to do that. From the Daily Wire, 7 horrible things that... facts about North Korea that our fawning media seems to have forgotten. They have, not had, but have concentration camps that are as bad as, if not worse, than Nazi death camps. Hundreds of thousands of innocent men, women, and children imprisoned and enslaved. For those who think that slavery only happened to one group, the history of slavery, we should get an expert on that topic and get him in. It's still going on. Sometimes they are forced to kill each other for the amusement of guards. Prisoners eat rats and insects to stay alive. Yeah, so let's have a party for Mrs. Ung. While Kim Jong-un grows even fatter, his people are starving. Over 70% of the North Korean population is undernourished. 70%.
Damn.
They are the worst oppressor in the world. Believe it or not, even worse than some of those wonderful Islamic countries in the Middle East. The world's worst oppressor of religious minorities. About 250,000 Christians have gone missing in North Korea over the years. Just missing.
No, they just poof.
And currently there are 50,000 devoted Christians who are in those prison camps that we just mentioned. Number 4, he enjoys creative execution methods. Her brother. Pence should have leaned over and said, why does your brother like to use anti-aircraft missiles to kill people he doesn't like? A defector reports that a number of musicians were killed. Musicians, what a threat to any country, were killed this way. Other enemies of the state have been killed by flamethrower or mortar round. Jong-un had his own brother assassinated with a banned nerve agent, and his uncle shot to death by firing squad.
Good Lord.
Can you imagine what a festive... Oh, they're not Christian. So Christmas would be irrelevant. That's Kim Jong-un. This is his sister. He's just let her live, I guess.
Well, she's been the head of North Korea's propaganda.
Ah.
So she's a saint.
Number 5, North Korean citizens were sent to prison camps for not being sad enough about Un's father's death.
Yep.
God, I hope that doesn't happen here. Because I can think of a couple people I wouldn't be particularly... grief-stricken over. After the death of the last dear leader, organizing mourning events were held. organized mourning events were held. Attendance was mandatory. Anybody who didn't show up or who showed up and appeared insufficiently distraught. This is why the camera showed people weeping and sobbing and over the leader who was keeping them entrapped in a completely miserable hellhole of a country. Number six, North Korea tortured an American citizen to death. Otto Warmbier was arrested, sentenced to 15 years of hard labor for allegedly removing a poster from a wall. 15 years. He was brutalized for a year and a half while in government custody, then sent home unconscious. He died within days of his release. And finally, it's a giant cult, sort of like the Democratic Party. North Korean citizens believe their government discovered unicorns and invented the hamburger. They think the seasons and the stars changed when Kim Jong-un was born. They also believe Kim Jong-un never used the bathroom, made 11 holes in one during one round of golf, and was considered a fashion icon across the globe. I thought that 11 holes in one, that was Obama that did that.
No, he got 18.
We tend to laugh about this kind of stuff, but there's nothing funny about it. These people have been kept in both a literal and figurative dark, all information and knowledge from the outside world cut off. And through this ignorance and fear, an entire nation has been brainwashed, sort of like half of our country. Ignorance and fear. What else do they got, right? And again, what do we have? We have, someone like Nancy Pelosi will stand in heels for 8 hours talking about how wonderful the illegal, they're not immigrants. Immigrants go through a process. The illegal breaker-inners are nothing. In fact, the best cartoon I saw about all of that was a picture, a drawing of Nancy Pelosi from behind the podium standing on a regular American citizen so she could be seen. The media's got nothing to say about it, but they're pissed off at Pence because he hasn't been nice, Joey, to Mrs. What is wrong with these people? I mean, really, what is that they're... In fact, I'm going to look it up. You've heard of Trump derangement syndrome, right?
Yes,
of course. There's a new one called TERD.
What?
Yeah, a new one called TERD. Let me look for it in my...
Trump? I don't even know what that acronym stands for.
Hang on.
Other than it probably starts with Trump.
Here it is, TERD. A social disease, Joey.
All right.
You may know somebody suffering from Trump Unacceptance and Resistance Disorder, or TERD. Sufferers of TERD often exhibit pronounced cognitive dissonance, sudden bouts of rage, rioting, and uncontrollable crying. People with TERD are characterized by a persistent unwillingness to accept that Donald Trump is going to make America great again, and we don't want that. TERD is caused by his election as president for many, both in America and worldwide. This was a shocking and unexpected outcome because, after all, the FBI and DOJ had the fix in for Hillary Clinton. But America said, we'll decide who we want. Research is ongoing, but TERD appears to correlate closely with the following environmental and behavioral factors. Membership of the Democratic Party. Identifying as a feminist.
Yes!
Currently enrolled in college and or possession of a liberal arts college degree, living in a densely populated metropolitan area, massive student debt, spotty or non-existent work history. Patients with TERD are very resistant to treatment and dangerous in large groups. Well, yeah, that's called Antifa. Any possibility of treatment requires they be separated from their hive-minded support apparatus. They can't begin the process of accepting reality in the presence of encouragement towards delusion and irrationality. Separation may require the assistance of law enforcement. If you have a friend or loved one suffering from TERD, urge them to seek treatment. You know, that's intended to be funny, but it's actually quite accurate. Here's Ritz.
Hey, Greg. You know, when you sharing that basic stuff with me, it reminded me of how odd I thought it was how these talking heads on these other stations would they were always sharing this information about how intelligent people that supported Hillary were compared to Donald Trump.
Yeah, right.
And they're trying to trick them in thinking that they're intelligent to support that crap that the Democrats put out. Isn't that unreal? Talking about propaganda.
I don't know. I don't get it. What do they have against the country doing well, American citizens being put first. You know why? Because as the Democrats like to say, these illegals will do the jobs that Americans won't. Like, vote for them, bastards.
Well, I think it's deeper than that. I think they hate anybody that wants capitalism.
Well, of course, they've been taught that it's evil and yada, yada, yada. No surprise.
I think that's what it's all about. They have this utopian idea in their head that if they don't want to work...
That utopia has been sold since the beginning of time. It's been tried over and over and over again, and it never works. By the way, there is a Twitter thread going around that shows some of the great headlines of the New York Times during Hitler's era. Praising him. He was the right idea, yeah.
I don't doubt it. But have you ever noticed, Greg, how they're quick to criticize Russia, who's no longer communist? You hardly ever hear them say about anything about what China and North Korea and all these communist countries. They don't criticize them, but they'll criticize Russia.
Yeah, well, you figure. I have no idea what drives these people, but they're all nuts.
Well, that indicates to me that they support communism.
They sure do.
Sir. Well, Greg, enjoy listening to you as always.
Thanks for the call, Rich. Much appreciated. All right, we have some great Valentine's Day. I want to play the Caliendo bit again.
Yes.
Which just makes me laugh. And I want to read the Bob Howard chapter.
From Bears Boys?
Bears Boys.
That's my...
by Eli Gold.
Yes.
How many pages is this? Wow, a lot of good... Oh, this isn't long.
Yeah, we should definitely have you read it.
Well, we'll do it after 4:35. How about that?
Cool.
Get our mind off some of this crap. The financial news is good today. The Dow was up almost 500 points at one point, finished about 4+. Has regained about 800 points since the last big decline. So we're not going to have the next Great Depression. It's just the market finding its way on real economic principles, and sometimes there's a bump in the road. We'll talk to Brandt in about an hour. In the meantime, I am not an expert on Shudder creation, but I've witnessed it, and I found out why Southern Shudder can put products on their website that look so amazing. It starts with the wood. The company was founded in 1964 by a Montgomery police officer, and he quickly learned that to make shutters that would last, that he could, you know, back up with a rock-solid guarantee, he'd need a wood that survives a very harsh climate. So the cedars they bring in to make these shutters come in from the Pacific Northwest, where they're exposed to the harshest heat of the summer and very intense winter conditions. So it's a very hardy brand of wood, so when they build a shutter, it's going to be around for a long, long time. Secondly, they use a combination of skilled human beings and automation equipment, you know, high-tech stuff, to create the shutters one at a time. They don't rush the process, right up to the point where they give it a full day or two, depending on whether it's stained or painted, in the 0% humidity drying room. And what you see there is what you'll see on their website, southernshutter.com. Hunter Robinson has also added some additional types of window treatments to their selection there, so you can call them and ask them about those. But their shutters hang in buildings all over North America, Europe, and so forth, but you can get them right here and get yourself a nice deal locally by talking to Hunter, 294-1258. This is something new in the Southern Shutter setup in that they're offering now this local retail opportunity. 294-1258, great kid. You'll enjoy working with him. Or visit southernshutter.com and be impressed, because you will.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for the week ahead continues to be very spring-like. No signs of winter yet. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Small shower risk tonight and tomorrow. In fact, they'll be widely scattered across the area. Low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow's high around 71. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, still a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers both days. 71 Wednesday, 74 on Thursday. And I think we're still in the low 70s Friday with a small shower risk. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. And when you take it on the road, the app knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for your area. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spare yourself the backache of preparing your lawn and yard for the winter. J&S Professional Lawn Service will groom the outside of your home with precision perfection. Call John Cato for an estimate at 202-8760. That's 272-8760. J&S, a cut above the rest, and they're my team.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
Cool.
From Montgomery Crime Mapping, for the period Friday through Sunday, 5 burglaries, all of homes, one in the South Lawn area on the west side, 2 along Troy Highway, 1 off Vaughn Road, 1 on East Shirley Lane off Monticello. A rash of car break-ins, 14 of them in all, scattered all over the city from Taylor Road to Lower Wetumpka, Carter Hill, West Boulevard, East Boulevard, even Bell Road. 2 car thefts, 1 on Burbank Drive, the other on Baldwin Brook off Woodley Road. Longtime Democratic Senator Hank Sanders says he will not run for re-election. However, his daughter Malika Sanders will run in his place. And a Montgomery police officer was transported to a local hospital after a 2-vehicle crash on Madison Avenue at Mount Meigs. The officer had injuries worth a trip to the hospital. The civilian in the incident was not injured. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J.
This is the worst Valentine's Day ever.
I thought he loved me. It turns out he was just trying to steal my kidney.
My wife says she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day. So I'm off the hook, right?
I'm having oral surgery and skipping Valentine's Day. Doctor's orders.
I love food.
I really love your feet.
Is someone trying to steal your lover and you want to confront them on our show?
Quite the Cupid, aren't you?
Whoa.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, 5-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? Well, try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. You know, never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that one. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Roll call time.
Oh, my God.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, Scott.
You gotta have something.
Where's that?
If you wanna be with me.
I went to my bed at night.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
You silly sausage.
If you wanna be with me.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I just took the wrong week to a drink.
I'm not trying.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Cause that zero is too cold for me.
Oh, cheats and liars.
I'm not trying to be your
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Cause that
Houston, we have a problem.
It's too low to see.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
What a maroon.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
And I'm not snuffing.
He's a tool.
Believe.
There's a sale at Penny's.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war on poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Always have to make such a big production out of everything.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a great time.
I'm the producer of this show. If I didn't step up, you're nowhere. I put this thing together out of this pink polish.
Joey.
Do it live.
Break your butt up.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm dying over here.
You gotta have nothing. If you wanna be with me.
You nasty.
Oh, baby.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Gotta have something on the beat.
Well, that's how it'll be.
Okay, folks, let you in on a little secret. I just listening to the roll call today thought that was fantastic. But I'm watching Greg's reactions here to things he only knows that he messed up. I don't even know what he messed up on. So I don't know what to give him as a score. I'm going to go with my gut and give you a 9-8. I thought it was damn good, but from your reactions, I might need to take that down a little bit.
84 has addressed this. Oh, by the way, you know, they had a big drawdown at the Hospice of Montgomery event, and everybody had a number on their ticket, and the way a drawdown works, they eliminate numbers, and then it's the last four or five that are left that win the prizes.
Yeah, everybody's name gets called, and you want to be the one of the last one.
So guess what my number was? 84.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
And guess what? I didn't win, but I didn't care. If I had won, I would have given it all back to hospice. The score he gave me was 9.8675.
Well, that's close to mine.
It's a little higher. There are a couple of, you know, inspired moments there, that's all. We do it for fun and tradition. We don't do...
Such as tradition.
Yeah, that's... I played the Emily Capfax Yay thing twice.
Oh, I thought you were going for kind of a chorus or a hook with that.
I'd love to say, God, you're brilliant, but you are. How did you know that that's the effect I was looking to accomplish? So where's my damn 10? But
no, but that's very...
I hit the wrong key.
It's very stoic of you. You're not doing roll calls for, you know, external validation. You're just doing it because you love roll calling.
I feel bad, too, because I left Jay out of it.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
We got to get some additional J drops in there. There's something about something in his pants for you that
is
really funny.
Oh, my.
We'll get to all of that. It is 432 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Have you heard of a guy named Michael Malice? He wrote a book on Kim Jong-il, and he grew up in Soviet Russia, as Malice did as a child. Mm-hmm. He knows what these sorts of regimes are all about.
Sure.
And, the book is called Dear Reader, The Unauthorized Autobiography of Kim Jong-il. And he warned that Kim will now be able to honestly take Western headlines to tell the population that all eyes were on her at the Olympics. This isn't just some sister.
No.
She's the head of North Korean propaganda. That's the same position, mm-hmm. I say, Un had before he ascended to the head of the government. And Malice went on a tweet storm. He was baffled and mortified. It would be an understatement. He said, the corporate press has been harder on the Sex and City girls than the Kim dynasty today. Reminder that CNN was more hostile to an American citizen who made a wrestling gif than to a representative of the most evil government on earth. Russian collusion is treason, says Michael Malice. North Korean collusion is journalism. There are members of the corporate press who think Kim Yo-jong's title is Khaleesi. Malice is no fool. He's been to North Korea. He's seen up front and close how it works. And to see folks fawning over Kim Jong-un's sister, the head of North Korean propaganda, well, it's disgusting.
It is. And he's exactly right, because the way the North American media, in their never-ending zeal to hate Trump, no matter what he does, good or bad or whatever, to spin it the way they want to spin it because they're... beloved shrillery didn't win the election.
Oh, there's literally a Washington Post headline that says the Ivanka Trump of North Korea captivates
right.
people.
How do you do that? How do you get away with that? The Ivanka Trump. Who reads the frickin' Washington Post? They deliver it door to door in North Korea, for God's sake. They're supposed to be an American newspaper. Oh, and of course, the journalism that, you know, brought up Watergate. Well, what's happening right now, that's treason. What we're uncovering layer by layer. You want to read a good column on this. In fact, there's a link on it on the front of drudgereport.com from Michael Goodwin. This is a big onion that's getting unpeeled, and every layer reveals something. I can't say I'm shocked, but it's a gut punch when you realize that at the upper levels of the people we trust, not the field agents and the people who are out there risking their lives, at the management level, the FBI and DOJ were coordinating the defeat of, or trying to coordinate the defeat of Donald Trump, or to hand the Democrats an issue that could get him out of office. And that's why when we play that clip by George Carlin called The Owners, you need to listen to that so you understand everything he said in that clip, which I believe was made about 13 or 14 years ago. Everything you said in there becomes more realistic with each passing day. And the people that are in the audience, as he's telling them, here's what they want to do. Here's really what they want to do. They're laughing like this is a joke. It's not a joke. It's, you know, they came this close. And now Trump, thankfully, is undoing so much of the damage that Obama did. What was the headline I saw the other day? About Obama's legacy. What legacy? What was his legacy? He doubled the debt. He brought back the race riot. He balkanized every ethnic group in this country. We were talking about this. Where was I? I think it was at Costco, because I always meet listeners at Costco. Talking about Chicago. You know, long before we all became honkies and white people and we were all the same, mm-hmm. Chicago... it had something to do with Boston. I know who I was talking to. I don't need to mention his name.
Okay.
He's from the Boston area. And we were talking about Chicago and Boston and the racial and history, which is not good. I've said it 1,000 times. I'll say it one more. The only thing different between Chicago and Montgomery, Alabama, was the water fountains and bathrooms. It was just as divided, just as purposefully segregated as it was here. Schools, everything. I witnessed something when I was a little kid. They had just finished building the last, it was one of the last high schools built in the city because the city had reached the limit. And it was an all-white high school because the neighborhood was all white. In Chicago, they had neighborhood schools. So wherever you lived, there was a school within a walk. You had to really, today, when you get your driver's license, you drive to school. That's the way it is. We were not allowed to do that unless we had to make a case to the school that we needed to bring an automobile for whatever reason. And most of the time, it was some type of physical limitation or temporary condition. There wasn't the parking spot, but the system was designed for students to walk, no matter what the weather. We weren't sissies that, you know, had to... I know, I sound like the old fart. Well, we walked 10 miles each way, up and both ways uphill. That's not the way it was. But I remember the guy's name. He was the school superintendent. His name was Ben Willis, and he had talked about busing, which was a very hot topic many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he was coming to the high school to speak. And you saw it on the news that night. There were about 30,000 people lining the streets. I'm not exaggerating. About 30,000 people, 10 deep, lining the streets waiting for his car to come through. He never got out of his car. He never went in the school. He decided, maybe not. Maybe not a good idea. Man. So you tell me. You tell me what's different between that or George Wallace on the steps of the University of Alabama around that time. It was around that same time. So it didn't just happen here, but the media doesn't want you to know that. They want you to think that Chicago is a great progressive city. It is not, and it still is not. And the suburbs are now filled with people who couldn't take it there anymore. Crime and everything else, the higher taxes, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what they do with all the money because their tax rate is 10 3/4 in Cook County, where Chicago is. The roads are falling apart. It is literally, as Trump would say, outside of a few miles where the turistas come in and say, oh, this is a great town. Let's go to Wrigley Field. It is a hole. By the way, Hawaii has become a hole. Good old progressive Democrat, the fake birthplace of our last president. And this is literal, not metaphorically, they use cesspools there for everybody's crap. And it's now seeping into the ocean, seeping into the water supply there. Oh, we don't have the money to build. Somebody's got to give us the money to build a sewer system. Good Lord! What, are you going to bring back the chamber pot there so you can toss your turds out the window of your homes? God! But Hawaii is by its own choice. Left-wing Democratic liberals all the way around. It's really amazing what goes on. But yeah, Chicago was as bad as any other place on the planet during those days. And some of it I saw with my own eyes. I couldn't believe it. It was actually frightening. 440, if you are looking at, by the way, well, you can go there. Now, you're always going to get a wholesale price at Georgia Floors Direct. But at the end of the week, I'll be announcing something special going on there as well. You can always go in now and take a look and start looking at samples of flooring that you're interested for your home. It's all high-fashion stuff at Georgia Floors Direct. Yes, it's wholesale, but it's not stuff that the manufacturer says, well, we can't sell this, so let's just dump it on somebody. No, this is state-of-the-art flooring of all types and styles. Georgia Floors Direct gets it straight from the manufacturers, eliminates the middleman, gets you a great wholesale price. That makes a big difference, by the way, when the jobber, the distributor, the middleman is excised out of the equation on a product, so they can save you significant amounts of money and time too. And then they have your installation done by people they've worked with for years, so they slap a rock solid guarantee behind everything they do. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and I always recommend a visit to their Facebook page because Jeff Mallinson, the Lord of the Laminates, keeps it up to date with the latest and newest styles in flooring and suggestions for your home. Georgia Floor's direct flooring destination since 1969.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. The big news continues to be 65 northbound at Clay Street. That is backed up on 65 northbound all the way back to Gateway Park now. The Gateway Golf Course with the big lake, it's backed up to right there now from Clay Street, so pretty bad. And as we predicted a little bit ago, starting to affect traffic on 85 southbound, that is backed up from the interchange back to South Union Street. Still, your best bet is to get off on South Boulevard. Just follow the boulevard around until you can get back on the interstate right off of North Boulevard. That's well north of the accident scene. Reinhardt Toyota understands your time is limited. That's why they're open on Sunday afternoon after church. Reinhardt Toyota, helping you get the car you deserve. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Our forecast for the week ahead continues to be very spring-like. No signs of winter yet. For tonight, mostly cloudy. Small shower risk tonight and tomorrow. In fact, they'll be widely scattered across the area. Low temperature tonight, 56. Tomorrow's high around 71. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, still a mostly cloudy day with a slight chance of showers both days. 71 Wednesday, 74 on Thursday. And I think we're still in the low 70s Friday with a small shower risk. When you download our free weather app for your phone or tablet, you stay ahead of weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, plus push notifications for watches and warnings. And when you take it on the road, the app knows where you are. It'll give you the watches and warnings for your area. Just search Rich Thomas Weather in the App Store. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
I'll select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Combined.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Your business depends on your computer systems. They go down, you're dead. Viruses, backups, ransomware, failures. You may not know how it works, and you don't need to. Bachelor Technology does. We're a team of engineers who will keep your network monitored, safe, running fast, and backed up. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies. Go to wearebt.com.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the river region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time, they bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Never know the right words to say to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day? Well, someone does. And that someone is Siri.
I love you, Sugar Bear.
Today, have Siri send a message from the heart.
Debbie, I love you more than you know. I love your heart, your soul, your smile, and you have a pretty good rack, too.
You don't need flowers or candy. You have Siri.
Christina, happy Valentine's Day. I know you haven't lost all the baby weight, but that just means more cushion for the pushing.
Cupid's got nothing on Siri.
Mike, for Valentine's Day, I got you a backstage pass to the big show tonight.
Aw, how romantic.
You heard me right. You have the first and only backstage pass to this show.
That's so sweet.
The first backstage pass ever.
Yeah, all right, we get it. Nothing is more personal on Valentine's Day than a message from a voice-activated language user interface. This holiday, say I love you with Siri.
Happy Valentine's Day. Love Siri. XOXO.
I'm trying to find out some background on this artist that painted the Obama portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not good. Why exactly did Barack Obama choose Kehinde Wiley to paint his presidential portrait? He has a habit of painting black people holding knives and the freshly severed heads of white people. I'm trying to do a little research on this dude. Let's see what we can find from some of our other sources. I'm sorry we didn't get to... You know, we haven't gotten to the book either. I'm not good at this. So, am I understanding that Sony is apologizing for Peter Rabbit? What's the deal there? Peter Rabbit's a bully? Is that the way?
Yeah, because there's no hardship in life ever. Especially not when kids or rabbits, personified rabbits, play with one another.
Well, there is no... Nothing bad will happen in life as long as you let the government do everything. Then you'll never have to. If somebody hurts your feelings, you can have them killed.
You're setting up not... I'm not just going to say children. You're setting up people. I don't know. Maybe that's who this is coming from, for a lifetime of disappointment. You never think anything bad is ever going to happen. Good Lord.
By the way, isn't it interesting? CNN, of course, was right there cheerleading Kim Jong-un's sister, blowing smoke up her ass. And by rote, her brother, the ruthless, murderous dictator of North Korea. CNN announced, or it became known today, that they're going to be laying off dozens of employees because they haven't hit their revenue projections. And the reason you don't hit revenue projections is because your ratings blow. That's the industry term. Your ratings blow. And the reason they blow is that who believes them anymore? If they weren't on an airport's... I think I've even seen them in some of those gas station TV setups. Who'd watch it? How did CNN get the monopoly on airport TV, by the way? I'd love to know. The cuts will affect employees who work in premium businesses, including CNN Money, video product tech, social publishing. Several high-profile digital initiatives are being scaled back, blah, blah, blah. That means they're going backwards, not forwards. Oh, only 12. Fake news equals real layoffs. Well, that's the fact. That's what's hurt them. And it's not because President Trump is a bully, but they have been caught so many times bullcrapping the American people. I hate to see anybody lose their job, but you know what? You wonder, you know what CNN says on the air, but you wonder if behind the scenes people are saying, you know, this ain't good. This is, we're not getting numbers with this. The only one this turd syndrome works for is Rachel Maddow. and a couple of the... by the way, you know, Chris Matthews had all these harassment charges against him. Did you know that it was 10 years ago today he felt the tingle down his leg?
Oh, yes. On national television, of all places.
I guess he had it out and he was watching Obama.
Well, he had a desk in front of him, so...
Thank God for that. Do we have, here it is. Here's Chris Tingles.
I felt this thrill going up my leg. I mean, I don't have that too often.
Well, maybe, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it was tantric.
Yeah. Yeah. The comments on this, Communist News Network praising Kim's sister when she's an accomplice to crimes against humanity. But that doesn't matter as long as it makes... You know, she's sitting there next to Mike Pence, who Whoopi Goldberg called a Nazi. You know, I can understand how you got to have a thick skin to be a politician. But if I'm Mike Pence, public figure or not, I'm asking for a phone call to that woman. What's wrong with you? Where do you come up with this Nazi? What about me has anything to do with genocide? The attempt to dominate the world with the mass murder of millions and millions of people. Where are you making this connection? What is this based on? It's like this white supremacist bullshit they lay on Trump. He has no history of that. He's got a good history and inclusiveness. He was awarded. He was honored at a banquet emceed by Jesse Jackson for his inclusive hiring policies when there was no political thing at stake. That's because it was the right thing to do. And now he's become a white supremacist? Because they say he is? How much of that stuff do you have to take before you blast back? I couldn't take it. I'd want to go find somebody and punch him. What's his name? Who's that little turd that's on at night? One of the main reasons that CNN has no ratings.
You talking about Anderson Cooper?
No.
Don Lemon?
No. Stelter. Brian Stelter.
Oh, Brian Stelter, yeah.
He's the one whose shirt collars make him look like foreskin.
Right.
Because of the kind of head that he has.
Right.
You know, if you could paint a smiley face and eyes on Mr. Winky, that would be him.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks roaring back on Wall Street following two brutal weeks. Among the leaders today, technology and industrial companies. The Dow closing up 410 points. The Nasdaq up 107, putting it back in positive territory for the year. The S&P 500 up 37. In defense contractor, General Dynamics is spending almost $7 billion to snap up SCRA, an IT giant that provides services to the Pentagon. The move comes as the defense contractor pushes into government information technology services. And the new owners of the Fontainebleau making their plans about the fate of the second tallest building in Nevada official. New York-based global real estate firm Witkoff planning to open a 68-floor resort called The Drew in late 2020, which sits near the north end of the Las Vegas Strip. It will include nearly 4,000 rooms and suites and will be managed by Marriott International. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
The Fontainebleau in Nevada, in Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
There's been one in Miami. I mean, that goes back many, many decades. And I stayed there a number of times. Used to have big station events at the Fontainebleau.
I guess they're setting up franchises.
I don't know. I was just kind of surprised to hear that. Oh, the market back in positive territory, so you can count on the networks to look elsewhere for some other reason to hate the president today. At 4:55.
Well, yes, I need to steal some time here.
Yeah, it can, because it can happen to anybody, and I can tell you from personal experience, when you have those bracelets on your wrists, they hurt, and the pain you feel inside, especially when circumstances are dubious, the first thing, who's going to help me here?
Well, and I'm sure maybe your folks or some folks who knew Greg, and that would never happen to Gregory Benjamin. He's a good boy, salt of the earth. And
exactly right.
He must have made a mistake. And what we're talking about, and Greg, you kind of laid it out a little bit, is you're being charged with a crime, detained, arrested. When that day comes, if that day comes, you need to be prepared. You don't want to be sitting there in the bracelets thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Have some preparation, and it'll give you some peace of mind. And I can give you the number to give you that peace of mind. 472-5499. 472-5499. That is the number for Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law. Now, you might think because of his decades of experience as a state prosecutor, as an FBI agent, Greg Biggs would think highly of himself. Like, I can do anything. The opposite is true. He realizes humility is what allows him to succeed, to take on difficult cases. He's a detail-oriented guy, and he realizes that he has to create a good relationship with you, the client, in order for him and you to succeed, for your defense to succeed. So check out his website, MrBigLaw.com. That's big with two G's, MrBigLaw.com. And again, remember this number, so when that day comes, if that day comes that you are being arrested and you need a good defense, have it ready, 472-5499, 472-5499. That is a number for Greg Biggs, attorney at law. Make him your best defense.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, we got a fresh edition of Fox News coming up. Good economic news today to talk to Brant McDonald. He'll be joining us around 5:10.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' weight loss clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are five reasons a first home buyer needs to act now. First, interest rates on loans are still at historically low rates, which translates to more house for your dollar than ever before. Second, the supply and demand for housing in our area is balanced for the first time in a decade, which means there are houses to be seen without the pressure of multiple offers on the same property. Third, Alabama Housing Finance has excellent financing for first-time home buyers that allow buyers to have fixed low rates and low or no down payment required to close. Fourth, area banks and mortgage companies also have excellent products for first-time home buyers that will help you finance your first home. Fifth, hiring a buyer agent at no cost to you to negotiate on your behalf, suggest financing, and write a clean, concise offer is available now from the Goodson Group. For more details, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Hard to believe AC by Lou Choir is turning 35 this year. And to celebrate, we're passing the presents along to you. If you've been thinking about finally upgrading that old AC unit you've got, join in on the celebration at Lou Choir and get a brand new carrier system for 25% off.